Iran's unsettled future forces people to seek truth. A Bible reading ministry helps Benin combat spiritual darkness. And non-traditional Easter baskets offer relief and hope to those in need. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran remains defiant over its nuclear program in the face of United Nations sanctions. Meanwhile, seven Muslim nations are trying to resolve tensions in the Middle East, including Iran and Iraq. Sat7's David Harder.
There's already been several wars in recent years, and people are very concerned about the possibility of another one, and people are concerned in Iran about economic sanctions. The economy is very poor. There's a great deal of depression and hopelessness.
While not political, Sat7 Pars
addresses how to deal with difficulty, how to deal with disappointment, challenges, hurts. We have many programs that touch on those, and look at what the Bible has to say.
Harder adds they also disciple believers from both the official churches and from the unregistered home churches. Many of these believers have very little teaching.
Be praying that they would be encouraged and built up in their faith, and that they would know more about the Bible and how to show others why they have hope in Christ.
Meanwhile, 2004 was the last time India Partners sent a medical team to Orissa, India. That's about to change, though. India Partners works with Reaching Hands Society of India to provide dental and medical training. Reaching Hands Dr. Iris Paul says there's a reason India Partners teams haven't traveled there.
We have the anti-conversion law in force. Their position was too much. They have been obstructing our work in the villages.
Orissa passed anti-conversion legislation in 1999 because so many Hindus were converting to Christianity. The training is needed because it gives nationals the tools they need to do even more important work, says Paul.
We are very, very evangelistic and very openly tell about Jesus Christ before we start any program. And only if the village is willing to accept that, then we do it.
Paul says medical and dental clinics are scarce, but there's another reason the need is so great.
They're all animists, and there are 14 different tribal groups, but they know nothing about Jesus.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp believes it's the first for spiritually oppressed Benin. Believers are holding a Bible reading marathon along with a National Day of Prayer. Sharp says these events couldn't have come at a better time.
It's truly God's timing to follow up about a month and a half after their National Voodoo Day and just prior to their national election to help combat the darkness and to give the people there in Benin that strength and truth of the Word of God.
The Bible Reading Marathon runs February 28th through March 3rd this week. What's more, Sharp says it's gotten national attention and support from high places.
The president of Benin is a believer and rules politically with a fear of God, and he wants to try to get this Bible reading marathon. They're planning on broadcasting it over TV nationwide.
Bible Pathway partners with the International Bible Reading Association to support events like this. For details, go to our website. Next, Easter baskets in San Jose, California offer relief to families in need this Easter. City Team's Easter Basket of Blessings Ministry is collecting small laundry baskets filled with basic household and hygiene items and a card. The baskets are given to families who are struggling. This ministry is in addition to the meals that CTM provides to cover 130,000 people during Easter. You can learn about making a basket or donate online by visiting our website. And finally, unrest in Haiti hasn't halted plans to build. Recently, the UN agreed to keep their peacekeeping mission in the country for 8 more months. The unrest started with an uprising in 2004 that ousted their president. Plans are already underway and funds are arriving, but donations are needed for a matching grant they received. Pray for their needs to be met and for safety while they're in Haiti. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely online at missionnetworknews.org and receive a special gift. I'm Greg Yoder.